بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا، وقال تعالی يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا، صدق اللہ العظیم. Most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers listening at home over the receivers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with great ni'mats. And we have heard this many times before also, that if you try and count the ni'mats, the boons, the favors Allah has bestowed upon us, you will never be able to enumerate all of them. The air we breathe in, the clothing we wear, the food that we eat, the ability to walk, the ability to speak. There are so many ni'mat Allah has given us. Allah has given us iman, Allah has made us Muslims, Allah has given us a masjid, Allah has given us homes. But the ni'mat of food and the ability to consume that food is such a ni'mat that attached to that ni'mat, that one favor, there are many other favors attached to that one ni'mat. And this can become a very great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is done correctly, we will just gain more and more blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in one hadith it is mentioned of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "At-ta'imu shakiru kas-sa'imi sabiri." The person who consumes, the person who eats food, and he makes shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is like the person who is fasting and making sabr. The person who keeps roza, we know the rewards of a fasting person. In hadith it is mentioned that Allah says, "I am the reward of the fasting person." Or, "I myself give the reward for the fasting person." And there are so many other bounties and blessings and sawab that we hear of, you know, especially in the month of Ramadan, about the fasting person. And this particular hadith, literally if you look at it, Rasulullah says, "At-ta'im." The word "ta'im" in Arabic means the one who eats. "Ash-shakir," but he is showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Kas-sa'imi sabiri," then he is like the person who is fasting and he's enduring the pains, the pangs of hunger, the thirst. He's making sabr. He's not following his desires. He's restraining himself. So the reward is immense. Some ulama have explained that perhaps the purpose of this hadith does not necessarily mean that the sawab will be the same. No. But just like the person who is fasting and making sabr, just like he gets high rewards, in a similar way, this person who is eating food and making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like that, he also deserves a very great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mufti Sahib writes here, Mere Hazrat Dr. Sahib Qaddasallahu Sirrahu Farmaya Karte Te, Ki Mene Salaha Sal Is Baat Ki Mashq Ki, Mathalan Ghar Mein Dakhil Hua Aur Khane Ke Waqt Aaya Aur Dasarkhan Par Baithe, Khana Samne Aaya Ab Bhook Shadeed Hai Aur Khana Bhi Ladeed Hai, Dil Cha Raha Hai Fauran Khana Shuru Kar Do, Lekin Ek Lamha Ke Liye Khane Se Ruk Gaya, Dil Se Kaha یہ کھانا نہیں کھائیں گے. اس کے بعد دوسری لمحہ یہ سوچا کہ یہ کھانا اللہ کی عطا ہے, جو اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے عطا فرمایا ہے. یہ میرے قوت بازو کا کرشمہ نہیں ہے. حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی عادت شریفہ یہ تھی کہ جب کھانا سامنے آتا تو اللہ کا شکر ادا کر کے اس کو کھا لیا کرتے تھے. اس لیے میں بھی حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اتباع میں اس کھانے کو کھاؤں گا. اس کے بعد بسم اللہ پڑھ کر کھانا شروع کرتا. So he explains the whole explanation of what Hazrat Mufti Sahib has written here is that a person enters his home, or he is sitting down and he is very hungry, and he wishes to eat food and the food is present. So he'll just eat the food. But if he pauses and he waits, he reflects. And first, he reflects on this fact, that this food that I am about to eat, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something that I have earned on my own. It's not my strength that has brought this food on my plate. It's a very important point. Most of us, we eat food. We have breakfast, lunch, supper. But without pondering and reflecting where this food has come from. We feel, mashallah, we worked hard, managed to get some money, we bought some groceries, bought some food items, and now we are eating that food. There was a very great buzurg, one of Faqir Muhammad Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, in Makkah Sharif. He was known as Sahib Bakka. Bakka in Arabic means one who cries a lot. And he used to cry profusely. He was a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very soft heart. And istihazar of Allah ta'ala he had. The consciousness of Allah's presence all the time was of such a level that he would take one morsel of food and about to just eat it, he would look at it and start crying. And then he'll say, Ya Allah, teri di hui ni'mat hai. Ya Allah, this is the gift from you. This is a ni'mat from you, Ya Allah. And then he would eat the food. So before partaking of the food, Hazrat Mufti Sahib says that Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Rahmatullah Ali was a great Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali in Karachi. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Rahmatullah Ali used to say that I entered the house about to eat the food, then I sit and reflect, I'm not going to eat. Then I ponder and reflect that this food is the ata of my Allah. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also eat food. So I will make the ittiba, I will follow my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the manner in which he partook of meals, and because it is a sunnat, it is an ibadat, therefore now I am also going to partake of my meals. This whole eating becomes an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and brings so much of reward. Then he gives another example. Ghar mein dakhil huye, bachche khelta hua, achha maloom hua, dil chaha ki usko god mein utha kar pyar kare, lekin ek lamha ke liye ruk gaye, aur socha ki mahaz dil ke chahne par bachche ko god mein nahi lenge. Phir dusre lamhe ye khayal laya ki hadith sharif mein hai, ki huzur akhtar sallallahu alaihi wasallam bachche se muhabbat farmaya karte the, unko god mein lekar liya karte the, ab bhi main aapki sunnat ki itiba mein bachche ko god mein uthaunga. Thus he enters his house, he sees his child or grandchild. He's about to grab the child and place the child on his lap. Then he pauses and reflects. Then why am I doing it? I love the child. So for the love of the child, so I will do that. But then he ponders and sees, no, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would enter the home, and because of the muhabbat he would have for his children, he would then place the child on his lap and shake and show so much of compassion and affection towards the child. Now in the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's practice, that is why I will also do the same. But there's a difference. One is a person just out of the love for his child, he will do it. And there's no problem in that. One should show affection and love for his children. One sahabi, Aqra bin Habith radiallahu ta'ala, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing his grandchildren. So he finds it very strange. Atuqabbiluna subyanakum, you kiss your children? Rasulullah said, why not? He said, well, I have got 10 children. I've never kissed them once even. Then Rasulullah explained to him that Allah has taken away from your heart rahmat, mercy. You have been deprived of mercy. So how can I help you now if Allah has snatched away mercy from your heart? Man la yarham la yurham. That person who does not show mercy on the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially your own children, then Allah will not show mercy upon you. But here there's a difference now. One is you will show that love and affection, which you have to show, but do it because you are making the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you get the sawab of a sunnat also. You get the sawab of a sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the crux of what Hazrat Mufti Sahib is explaining here, in every action that we do in our daily life, we must, before doing that action, ponder and reflect and think, why am I doing it? Just to fulfill a need of mine? So that's just an adat that you're doing. Make that adat into ibadat. That adat, the practice of yours, which is a habit, change it and make an ibadat. How will it become ibadat? If you make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was very ill. So, he had to wake up at night, and go to the toilet, and somebody had said, Hazrat, you're not well. Why don't we make it easy for you? He said, no. By me waking up, I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. I will put my right shoe on first, sunnat. Then I will go to the toilet. I will read my dua before entering the toilet, which is sunnat. I will make istinja according to sunnat. I will come out of the toilet, make dua again, according to sunnat. Perhaps I will make wudu again according to sunnat. Allah give me tawfiq, qari'tu rakat, tahajjud namaz, according to sunnat. Now one action is to relieve himself, the whole thing becomes ibadat. So every action that we do, we must bear in mind the sunnat of Rasulullah SAW, and the following the footstep, the manner in which he showed us, our entire day and night will become so much of ibadat, so much of sawab we get. So like that Hazrat Mufti Sahib was saying that, khana ek ni'mat hai. This food that we eat is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek martaba Hazrat Dr. Sahab, qaddasallahu sirrahu ke saath, ek daawat mein gaye. You see, we went on some daawat. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahab, Mufti Rafi Sahab, they were bayat to Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hay Sahab rahmatullahi alayh. So with the Sheikh, they went for some daawat. Jab dastarkhan par khana aaya, aur khana shuru kiya gaya, to Hazrat wala ne farmaya, tum dara ghor karo, ki us ek khane mein jo tum us waqt kha rahe ho usme Allah taala ki mukhtalif qisam ki kitni ni'matein shamil hain. This is before eat, let's ponder the variety of food that we are going to eat now. In it there's not just one ni'mat of Allah that we are going to enjoy, that it is food that we have got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many bounties attached to this one morsel of food, or this one plate of food. You see, sabse pehle, khana ek mustaqil ni'mat. The very first thing is that food in itself is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great ni'mat. Without food, we will die. So that food that you have got, it is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isliye ki agar insan shadeed bhookha ho, aur bhook ki wajah se mar raha ho, aur khane ki koi cheez muyassar na ho, to us waqt kitna hi kharab se kharab khana uske samne laya jaye, usko bhi ghanimat samajh kar khane ke liye tayar ho jayega aur usko bhi Allah Taala ki ek ni'mat samjhega. Person is dying out of starvation, no food at all. You bring for him, in front of him, any type of food, something that he never ever would like to eat, but just because he is starving, almost starving to death, whatever food you bring in front of him, he will partake of it. So this shows that food in itself is such a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first ni'mat. Then he says, dusri ni'mat ye hai, ki khana mazedar bhi hai. You've got food, but the fact that it is delicious, it's tasty, then, aur apni tabiat ke mutabik bhi hai, something that you enjoy, that's the second ni'mat. So you can have food and something that you just can't eat. You don't eat it normally. You don't like it. Or the doctors have stopped you from eating that food. It's going to be very detrimental to your health. So you deprive of a ni'mat. So the food is there, that's the first ni'mat. Second ni'mat, it's delicious, it's tasty. Something that you will enjoy, that's another ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ab, agar khana to mawjood hota, lekin mazedar na hota, apni tabiat ki muwafiq na hota, to isse khane ko kha kar, kisi tarah pet bhar kar bhook mar lete, lekin lazzat hasil nahi hoti. Yes, you will just eat that food, just to fill your stomach up, but you won't enjoy the food. Why? Because there's no taste in it. It's not delicious. The fact that the food is present is one ni'mat. Second ni'mat, that it is tasty and delicious, that's the second ni'mat. Izzat se khana milna, teesri ni'mat. To obtain, to acquire that food and to be able to partake of the food with, and to be able to eat it with honor and dignity, that's a great ni'mat. Imagine a person is hungry. Food is available. Or the food is available for the person. It's very tasty, very delicious. But you are not given that food with respect. The food is thrown at you like a dog. Allah save us, a person is a prisoner. The food is very tasty. Food is there and it is very tasty. But he's all shackled. How is he going to enjoy that food? The person is a slave of a master. The food is there, it's tasty, and he's just given without any respect. He will eat the food, but he won't enjoy the food if he was not in that condition. If he was given the respect. We go to somebody's house and they honor us, put the dasturkhan down and welcome us. How nice you feel. So if the food is there, it's tasty, you are respected, you are honored. These are three ni'mats from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just on that one platter of food. So he says, tisri ni'mat ye hai ki khane wala izzat se khila raha hai. And the person who's feeding you is feeding you with honor and respect. Ab agar khana bhi muyassar hota, if you got food, mazedar bhi hota, it's nice biryani, it's very tasty. لذیذ بھی ہوتا ہے لیکن کھلانے والا ذلت کے ساتھ کھلاتا ہے. He's not treating you well. Like what another person had mentioned, you are sitting on the table, you've got the food, and it's very tasty, and something that you relish and you like. But your host is standing there, and with big eyes looking at you and standing. How would you feel like putting it on your plate? You might just take one or two morsels, and you cannot eat. But that's also another adab of when you entertain guests, comes in the kitabs, when you have guests at home, something which we don't bear in mind. You will give the guest to eat food, but the correct procedure is you who are the host, you should partake of the food first. There's so much of wisdom behind this. The guest will feel relaxed, no poison inside there. The food. Now, if the host himself is eating, then obviously the guest will also feel like eating. But if you got the food there and you standing and watching your guest and looking how he's eating, and he'll be so conscious of the fact that you're looking at him, he will feel shy and he might not take one kebab or two kebab, he'll just take one small piece and put it in his plate. But if you're eating with him, then he'll enjoy the food. So if the person is given the food with respect, honor and dignity, this is the third ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the fourth ni'mat, Hazrat says, bhook lagna. There's food present. It's very tasty. You are being fed with honor and respect, but you're not hungry at all. You just had meals in somebody's house, and now you went to visit somebody, and they're insisting that you must eat, but you're not hungry at all. So even hunger, at the time when food is present, there's also a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we don't even think of. چھوٹی نعمت یہ ہے کہ بھوک اور کھانے کی خواہش بھی ہے. Person must feel like eating. He must be hungry. اس لیے کہ اگر کھانا بھی میسر ہوتا اور وہ کھانا لذیذ بھی ہوتا اور کھلانے والا عزت سے بھی کھلاتا لیکن بھوک نہ ہوتی اور معدے خراب ہوتا اور you got a problem with your stomach and now you unable to eat that food, تو اس صورت میں اعلیٰ سے اعلیٰ کھانا بھی بیکار ہے. You can have the best of food, best of biryani or braai, but you're not hungry at all. You're full. So you're not going to enjoy. Then he says, khane ke waqt aafiyat, panchvi ni'mat. To be free from any problems, worries. You must feel safe from any danger at the time when you are eating your food. This is also another ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are eating food. Food is present, very delicious. Person is honoring you, entertaining you very well. You are extremely hungry, but you are scared that there's thieves outside. And any time now they're going to barge into the house and they're going to break in and they're going to assault you. How will you be able to eat the food? For Allah save us, a person, the judge is now going to pronounce a judgment. How are you going to enjoy that food? A person's child is lost, or an accident took place, or the child is going for some operation, and whole day you didn't eat any food, now you're hungry. Food is, somebody brings the food for you there. It's very delicious, you're hungry, the person is giving you nicely also, but you're worried. Because you got no afiyat, you're not relaxed. You have to be relaxed to enjoy that food. So this is panchvi ni'mat ye hai, ki afiyat aur itminan ke saath kha rahe ho. Koi pareshani nahi hai. Isliye agar khana to ladiz hota, khilane wala izzat se bhi khilata, bhook bhi hoti, lekin tabiat mein koi aisi pareshani laik hoti, koi fikr tabiat par hoti. Ya us person has an exam, for example. It's break time. He's hiding a paper, he didn't study for it especially. Is worried. Now you can have the best of food. He's not going to enjoy it. Why? There's some pareshani away. So this is also to eat with itminan, afiyat, to be relaxed and no, not having any fear whatsoever. There's also ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, another ni'mat is dosto ke saath khana. To eat food with your friends. So here he says the same thing. There's food present. It's very tasty. Person is honoring you. Oh, you've got food and you're hungry also. But there's a difference when you're eating alone and you're eating with others. Leave friends. If your wife is gone somewhere and the food is prepared for you, so you take it out of the oven, you're hungry, food is very tasty, it's your favorite, she cooked for you. And she writes a note also, don't worry, after eating, don't have to worry about washing the dishes, as though you wash the dishes. So everything is there ready for you. But you're not going to enjoy the food as much as if she was also present with you. Or your children around you. Or your friends. You're all alone. So to have somebody else with you enjoying the food, is also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this we can go on and on and on. So many ni'mat just on one plate of food that Allah provides for us. Barhal farmaya karte the ki ye khana ek ni'mat hai. This food is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin is ek ni'mat mein Allah ta'ala ki kitni ni'matein shamil hai. In this one ni'mat, there are so many other bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached to it. So kya, phir bhi Allah ta'ala ka shukar ada nahi karonge? This is the question of the Mufti sahab was posed when Dr. Abdul Hai sahab Rahman says, there's so much of food here, and he gave the explanation, so many ni'mats attached to this. After all these ni'mats, still we won't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still we be ungrateful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye khana ibadaton ka majmua hai. Lihada jab ye khana is ihtizaz ke saath khaya ki Allah ta'ala ne mujhe itni ni'mat ata farmayi hai, to phir har ni'mat par Allah ta'ala ka shukr ada karke khana khao. Aur jab is tarah har ni'mat par shukr ada karte hue khaoge, to ek taraf تو کھانے کے اندر عبادتوں میں اضافہ ہو رہا ہے اس لیے کہ اگر صرف بسم اللہ پڑھ کر کھانا کھاتے تو he says that eat food from now on with this intention and with this mindset and this istihzar that Allah has given me this food and there's so many other bounties attached to this food which we have explained, it becomes a very great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll get not just sawab for just saying Bismillah and eating the food. Of course, to say Bismillah is a very great ni'mat and great sawab for it. And we'll discuss also, inshallah, we won't mention all the etiquettes of eating, very lengthy, but the basic ones, we will discuss a few, inshallah, just to refreshen our memories, ourselves, because we're eating every single day, and unfortunately, we don't even say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So here is the difference when a person just says Bismillah, compared to a person who says Bismillah and partakes of the meal with all these things that we have discussed. In ni'matuka istihzar na karte to bhi, to bhi wo khana ibadat ban jata. Lekin ke ni'matuka istihzar karte huye, aur un par Allah ka shukar ada karte huye khana khaya, to ye khana bohat si ibadatun ka majmua ban gaya hai. It would have been ibadat anyway, because you're eating food of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you said bismillah. But now, by the added ni'mas that you are thinking of, and you're appreciating, and then you're making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after eating also, you read the dua after eating, then this becomes a very big ibadat compared to if you just ate your food, or just saying only bismillah, or just eating it like that. Yani, then Hazrat says, yani Allah ta'ala ne asman, ye zameen, something to ponder. Then the sky, rain comes from there. Rain falls, you've got the ground that's going to grow the wheat, the crops. Ye badal, you require the clouds for the rain to fall down. Chand, surat, in sab ko tumhari khidmat ke liye lagaya hua hai. Allah has made all these things for the khidmat and service of mankind. So that the food is produced. Taki ek roti, just one roti, tumhe hasil ho jaye. The one roti you are eating, one slice of bread, Allah caused so many other creations of His to function to provide for you that one roti that you are eating. Magar is roti ko ghaflat ke saath mat khana. Don't just eat this thing without any istihzar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bas tumhara kaam sirf itna hi hai. Balki Allah ka naam lekar, Allah ka zikr karke khao, aur agar khane se pehle bhul jao. Then Hazrat says, if you forget to say Bismillah in the beginning, then there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says, read in the end, as soon as you remember, when you remember, you say Bismillah, awwalahu wa akhirahu. There's an incident of a person, he's partaking of the meals, and he doesn't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And right in the end, he says, Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirahu. I take the name of Allah in the beginning of this meal and in the end. Rasulullah smiled. Sahaba asked, what happened? He says, Shaitan was eating with this man. When he started eating, Shaitan also started eating with him because he did not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the moment he says, Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirahu, the moment he said, took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he remembered, oh Allah, I take your name in the beginning of this meal, which he had forgotten to take, and in the end, then Shaitan vomited whatever he ate, and he ran away from it. So it means that when we say, eat food, without saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or at least reading the Zuwa when you remember, if we don't do it, that means Shaitan is eating with us. It is a narration where an incident took place in the time of Rasulullah SAW. One man was being pushed forward, and he's pushing his hands into the plate of food where Rasulullah SAW was eating. And then came a slave girl, similar thing happened. And Rasulullah held their hands. They did not say Bismillah. Shaitan wanted to make that food halal for himself. So Rasulullah taught the Sahaba, simple, a little child. He says, Hazrat Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala, he was a foster child of Rasulullah. Rasulullah looked after him because his mother married Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his father had passed away. So Rasulullah took care of him. So he says, "Kuntu ghulaman fi hijri Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." I was a little child sitting on the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa kanat yadi tatishu fi sahbati. As a little child, when they eat food, their hand just goes around the whole plate, eating from all sides. So he said, my hand was wandering everywhere. فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَمِّ اللَّهِ Say Bismillah. وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكِ Eat with your right hand. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكِ Eat that which is in front of you, nearest to you. Three simple advices in one hadith. Who is Rasulullah teaching? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi is teaching a little child in his care. But it's actually for the whole ummah. The very first thing we should do is say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And nowadays, our mashayikh say it aloud so that those who have forgotten to say Bismillah, at least they will also remember. Even our children, teach them how to teach them Bismillah the first thing when they're eating. And then eat with your right hand. وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ. Eat that which is in front of you. Let us now try and adopt the sunnat. This is the best way of life. Rabiul Awwal, mashallah, will give bayan. Everybody will talk about sunnat. Wah, wah, mashallah. And we say, ishq of Rasulullah sallam, and we talk about sunnat, everything. Practical life of Rasulullah sallam. This is the life of Rasulullah sallam. He's laid so much of emphasis on these things. To say Bismillah. To eat with the right hand. But if we have cutlery all around us all the time, and we can't eat with our hands, the natural cutlery that Allah Ta'ala has given us, a spoon, and this fork, and this knife. Of course, certain things require the knife. Rasulullah also used the knife to cut meat. But we're talking about actually, in the actual eating, we should use our hands. There's so much of hikmah in it, you can see whether the thing is hot, cold. If you just use a fork and place it in your tongue, you will get burnt. So much hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَسْتَحِلُّ ta'am. Allah yuthkar اسم الله عليه. Shaitan tries to make that food upon which Allah's name has not been taken, he tries to make that halal for himself. He wants to enjoy your food. So the moment you say Bismillah, he is unable to eat this food. And therefore, in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned, إِذَا دَخَلَ الرَّجُلُ بَيْتَهُ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ وَعِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ. When a man enters his home, we go home now inshallah, when a person enters his home, he must say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He makes salam of course. فَذَكَرَ اللَّهِ. He makes the dhikr of Allah. Any dhikr. You say Bismillah. فَذَكَرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ. When you enter your home, and when you are going to eat your food, قَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan then says, La mabita lakum wala asha. He tells all the other shayateen, there's no boarding and lodging for you here. There's no night to spend here at this home. This man read Bismillah. And there's no food halal for us. So let's not waste our time coming to his home. Let us go with somewhere else. Simple. All you did, you made the dhikr of Allah as you entered. You don't take a big tasbih and stand outside now. Your wife is waiting and you finish one old tasbih. She's saying, what's wrong with him? Maybe she'll get happy that now you change your whole life. But now, all you receive Bismillah, Assalamu alaikum, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, whatever, some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and enter. And then, it is mentioned in hadith, وَإِذَا دَخَلَ فَلَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ. If you did not say Bismillah, you did not make the zikr of Allah when you entered the home, your home, قَالَ الشَّيْطَانَ أَدْرَكْتُمْ الْمَبِيدِ. He tells the other shayateen, we've got some place to stay tonight. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ. And if you didn't say Bismillah at the time of eating, قَالَ أَدْرَكْتُمْ الْمَبِيتُ وَالْعَشَىٰ. You've got a place to stay and you've got food to eat. So again, Rasulullah in other hadith is mentioned, you eat, then eat with the right hand. You drink, drink with the right hand. Now we will worry about sometimes the container getting a bit messed. It's not getting messed. It's the way of eating that you won't mess the container or the glass. But we should not worry about the next person, what he's going to say. This is the sunnat of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he has taught us to eat with the right hand and drink with the right hand, this is what we will do. The famous story of the Sahabi was sitting and they were invited. There were big other governors invited and high profile people. And this Sahabi had his slave with him or his servant with him. And as they're eating, it happens many times as you're eating, you're about to take the one morsel of food and it falls, it slips from your hand. So it slipped from his hand, fell onto the ground. So he picked it up, he dusted it. This is a sunnah. Any dust comes on it, he just dusts it off and he put it into his mouth. All the others who were there, the emissaries and all the high profile people and ministers, they began to look at him with big eyes and stare at him. So his khadim nudged him. Hazrat, all these people are looking at us. Rather, we don't do such a thing. So he said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاوْلَيْنْ هُمَقَىٰ. Must I abandon this sunnat, the way of life of my beloved Rasulullah for these fools? Who are they? I don't need to impress any person. I must do that which my Rasulullah is happy with. This is the sunnat of Rasulullah. What we will do? Fell on the floor, leave it. We'll just dust it away. No.
Of course, no najasat and things that must fall on it. Simply just fell on the floor, what's going to happen? You just dust the food, if anything has come on it, and you eat it. And then so much of wastage on our food, on our plates. Take only that amount that you're going to eat. Don't be so greedy and fill your whole platter. And then you eat a little bit and you don't like something, then you just leave it. And then we throw it into the dustbin. Allah Ta'ala becomes very, very naraz. Alhamdulillah, in our country to some extent, Alhamdulillah, because our forefathers, our grandfathers, our grandparents and our parents, and our ulama, mashayikh have drilled into us that you mustn't waste from the time you're small. Don't waste. But in other countries, Allah forgive us, we're not nice to talk, but so many Arab countries we see with our own eyes. They will take platters of food. They will just consume a little bit. And everything goes down into the waste. Everything. How naraz Allah Ta'ala gets. You just think of the different African countries, they've got nothing to eat. Even the aeroplane also. I would tell my friends that don't take something if you're not going to eat. Because the moment you open the lid, they will not take the thing back and they will actually throw it away. So all this is israf. These are simple things. This is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't make qadr of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe me, Allah ta'ala will snatch away the barakat of those ni'mats. Allah ta'ala will take away those ni'mats from us. Then the other important etiquette is, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'kulu bi thalathati asabi'. Generally he would eat with three fingers. With the thumb and the index finger and the middle finger. With these three fingers. But if a person requires the other two fingers, there is no problem at all. Shariat has given the permission to eat with all five fingers. Sometimes it's difficult for us only to eat one or two fingers. So all five fingers. But after eating, we should lick our fingers. This is a great sunnah of Rasulullah. But the ulama explain also, there's a manner in which a person licks his fingers. Don't do it such a way in front of the person who's sitting in front of you, the way you're doing it, he gets put off. Now, there's a way of doing things, sunnah, such a beautiful way Rasulullah did it. Sharia doesn't want you to create nafrat in somebody's heart. You're doing a sunnah, it's very important. But do it in a meticulous way, in a right way. Now you don't show your piety, now you're showing the person how you're licking your fingers. No, do it a nice way. He will also get encouragement to do so. Even the plate that we have, there's a hadith mentioned that when we eat, of course we see some traces on the plate, there's still some food, then clean that plate. That plate will make istighfar on your behalf. There's a hadith mentioned that the plate will say, qas'ah, will say, will make dua, oh Allah, just oh Allah, you saved this person from the fire of Jahannam. How he has saved me from going into shaitan. So clean that bowl, whatever we have, that plate. These are all simple sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then of course, after we finish, when we eat, then there's du'as to read. So when we start, Bismillah ar-Rahman or Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. When you finish, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. This is a masnun du'a. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana, who gave us food to eat, wa saqana, who gave us water to drink, wa ja'alana muslimin, Allah ta'ala has made us Muslims. Now the explanation also on this hadith and these du'as. And there are many, many, many other du'as that are masnoon also. One hadith also talks about that, oh Allah, I have got this food بِغَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ, without any effort from my side. It wasn't my strength and my skill and my knowledge that got me this food. Ya Allah, it was only from you. Allah Ta'ala gets happy. The hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى. Allah becomes razi with that person that when he eats just one morsel, drinks one sip of water, and he said, Alhamdulillah. Allah becomes happy with such a person. Like this, there are many other etiquettes and adab of eating. Inshallah, as Allah gives us tawfiq and hidayat, then we will mention the others also. But the important lesson for today was that we should, when we're eating the food, think about the various ni'mats that Allah has attached to this one ni'mat of food, one morsel of food, and the six ni'mat that I mentioned, all attached to this ni'mat, and then praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you eat the food. Our grandparents, all of us know, we should eat, and they should say, shukr alhamdulillah. And genuinely they meant that shukr. Therefore, that one grandfather would earn some money, and so many children, grandchildren should all benefit from that one food, one pot of food was cooked. Today we have so many takeaways and everything, still we are not getting satisfied. Why? As I mentioned last week, the barakat has been taken away. But if you bring the sunnah into our life, you will find yourself enjoying that food. It will become an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will become happy with you. Allah will show you the noor of that food. Allah ta'ala will give you barakat. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.